Und gewinne eine Woche in einer Almhütte in den Kitzbüheler Alpen für bis zu 5 Personen.
Zur Verfügung gestellt von den österreichischen Bundesforsten zum 100-jährigen Jubiläum. In der Zukunft verwurzelt.
FM4.
Es ist kurz vor 16 Uhr, das sind die Nachrichten. Houthi-Rebellen unterstützen Iran bei Angriffen auf Israel und Graz gedenkt der Opfer des Amoklaufs. Hier ist Astrid Nolte mit den FM4 News.
Thanks, Daniel. The Israeli military has carried out further strikes on Tehran, targeting oil depots and buildings linked to the country's military and nuclear program. Iranian officials say at least 128 people have been killed in the strikes. The emergency services in Israel say at least 10 people have been killed by Iranian missile attacks, though most missiles have been intercepted by air defense systems. The Iran-backed Houthis in Yemen have meanwhile said they've been helping Iran launch missiles at Israel. NPR's Jaina Rath reports.
Yemen's Houthi rebels said Sunday they launched more missiles against Israel in coordination with Iran. The Israeli military said Friday it was intercepting missiles launched from Yemen. It did not comment on Israeli media reports that Israel launched strikes against Houthi leaders in Yemen. In Iraq, Iran-backed militias held protests on the weekend against U.S. forces for their support of Israel. The Iraqi government has largely stayed out of the conflict, but has warned the U.S. not to allow Israel to use Iraqi airspace to attack Iran.
A meeting of G7 leaders is getting underway in the Canadian Rocky Mountains with U.S. trade tariffs and the conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine on the agenda. U.S. President Trump is scheduled to join the meeting later today. It's not clear how the exchange of strikes between Israel and Iran will affect the summit. On his way to the G7 meeting, the French president, Emmanuel Macron, is making a stop in Greenland in what's being described as a show of European unity following U.S. President Trump's comments about annexing the semi-autonomous Danish territory. The BBC's Danny Eberhard has more.
Greenland, vast and sparsely populated, has been the uncomfortable recipient of an unusual amount of international attention of late. Donald Trump covets it. He sees it as vital for U.S. security interests amid competition from powers like Russia and China. Many Greenlanders reacted frostily to a recent visit by Vice President J.D. Vance. It's in sharp contrast to the welcome given Mr. Macron. He'll hold talks with Greenland's leader and the Danish Prime Minister on security, energy, climate change and economic development.
To Austria, and thousands of people are expected to attend a memorial event this evening starting at 6 p.m. in the Styrian capital Graz for the 10 victims of Tuesday's school shooting. Elizabeth Alcock reports.
Chancellor Christian Stocker and the mayor of Graz, Elke Kahr, will speak at the event, which will be held in the city's main square. And President Alexander van der Bellen will deliver a message via video link. The motto of today's gathering is "We Stand Together." Students from the school where the shooting occurred have also been invited to speak. Those attending can write messages in a book of condolences. The entire memorial will be live streamed on ORF3 as well as online. Elizabeth Alcock, FM4 News.
To the weather, tomorrow's forecast is changeable and cooler, with a chance of isolated rain and storms easing up by the end of the day. Highs between 17 and 25 degrees, warmest in the west.
This is a journey.
FM4. Lieblingslieder.
Lisa Schneider ist im Mikro und Aaron von Evil Nation ist auch da. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How's the festival summer treating you so far?
So far, so good. We did one show last night in Czech, and it was really good. We had some technical difficulties, which no one cares about, but it was really fun.
As always, we'd like to kick off this show with a song by our guests. What would you say? What's the most Sunday vibe Evil Nation song there is?
I wish I would have had some time to think about this, but Sunday vibe, play Knights of Shame.
Dance, baby, dance like the world is ending. Dance, baby, dance like the world is ending. Dance, baby, dance because the world is ending. Dance, baby, dance like the world is ending. Dance, baby, dance like the world is ending. Dance, baby, dance because the world is ending. Dance, baby, dance.
dance like the world is ending. Dance, baby, 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 dance like the world is ending.
Get it. disease, huh? Says you feel it in the soul like a vibrator. I got some things for your thoughts we can try later. Let's hit the dance floor right before we out of town. And just party like it's 1999. You know what Prince said, girl, you my princess. I got the glass slipper, I hope the thing's fair. Your body on fire, let me extinguish. Hop on this white horse, rise to the sunset.
FM4. What? Lieblingslieder.
I'm happy to meet you today because I recently found out you do a podcast. And this podcast is actually quite similar to this show here, to FM4 Lieblingslieder, because you talk to people about their favorite songs. What was the idea to start this podcast?
A friend of mine named Darren Doan called me with this idea and said, hey, we got to do a podcast where you ask everybody what their favorite song is of all time. And I thought that was a genius, simple idea. Sounds like you guys are doing it too. And and it's not what's the best song of all time. That's a totally different genre. That's even harder to figure out. And it's fun. And so as I travel around, I talk to different people like yourself and get to know them by asking them what their favorite song is. And to my surprise, a lot of times people have meltdowns and they can't answer. Because it's a hard thing to answer.
Absolutely. What were the best learnings you had so far from talking to people about this nearly unanswerable question?
It's a nice private look in, you know, behind the curtain of people's lives and their hearts, you know, mostly. There have been so many different answers that I can't say that one was the best necessarily. I've got everything from classical answers to ridiculous pop songs to some funnier songs, and you know, you kind of get to know people quickly. In fact, I think it would be a great way to start a date. You know,
right.
Just be like, okay, what's your favorite song? And you could just part ways yeah. if it's weird, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a blast and something to talk about that's outside of the mirror that I have to look at with AWOL, you know? So it's different, and it's a wonderful way for people to drop their guard.
Someone said Stairway to Heaven. Would you agree? 10%, 20%, 30%?
Not for me, but I understand the answer. My guitar player, Zach, actually picked Stairway to Heaven. Uh-huh. And quite a few people, you know, you're going to get Stairway to Heaven, Bohemian Rhapsody. You're going to get some of the classics. You're going to get Thriller, you know. And so it's most fun when someone goes rogue on an answer and or even teaches me something that I don't know or points out a song I've never heard.
Thank you. when I look to the west and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts I have seen rings of smoke through the trees and the voices of those who stand.
This one. What's your favorite song in the world?
In the world? Well, my favorite song of all time in the world is, everybody has an explanation, but mine is just that this song made me want to pick up a guitar and start writing songs. And it was Nirvana's cover of Lead Belly's Where'd You Sleep Last Night that was recorded for MTV's Unplugged in the 90s, which was one of their last performances before Kurt passed away. So that's my answer.
Thank you. I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the pines where the sun don't ever shine. I will shiver the whole night through.
Listen, baby. some energy to this place.
FM4 Lieblingslieder.
We're here at the Nova Rock Festival. I'm talking to Aaron from Evil Nation. We recently thought about how it would be going on stage, not just going up there and plugging in your guitar and stuff, but what music do you listen to whilst going on stage?
Believe it or not, it's often more fun to not listen to anything for me and kind of be alone and be with my own thoughts. But, you know, we're all best friends in the band. So usually just joking around and talking about what we're wearing or how ridiculous we look or whatever, you know, just making fun of each other because that grounds us, because it's kind of a crazy thing to walk and play in front of thousands of people. So it's nice to not take ourselves that seriously. But I would say, like, if I were to listen to music, some good dance music is nice to keep it light and kind of get yourself loose.
Lieblingslieder.
After doing music for such a long time and also listening to music even for a longer time, what was your learning about a good song? What makes a good song?
I guess if there are multiple answers to this question, but I would say authenticity is really nice. I think you could tell when someone means what they're saying or singing. A certain kind of agony in the vocal performance, perhaps a sadness, something relatable. I mean, we all love a nice pop song and a happy song as well. Those are great too, but I tend to like songs that feel like there's a bit of a struggle and hope within the struggle.
When was the last time you heard a song and put it on your playlist whatsoever? It's like the last time you were really blown away.
Every day I find a new song. Most days, I should say, not every day. Most days I find something to put on a playlist. I'm constantly searching.
Name me one of your recent favorites.
Okay, well, the new Arcade Fire record, I like a song called Ride or Die quite a bit. I like that song a lot, so I added that to my summer playlist. And then there's this Andy Schaaf record that came out a while ago, and I just revisited that album as well, so I plucked a couple of those songs onto my playlist. So just off the top of my head, those are some.
Take you everywhere in this place. Oh, make me over. I'm all I wanna be. A walking study in demonology. Hey, so glad you could make it. Yeah, now you're really made it. Hey, so glad you could make it now. Oh, look at my
eine Abies Alba. Ja, und gleich daneben eine Fagel Sylvatica. Und da hinten ein Sambucus. Was tut denn der da? Ja, und schau dir das an. Daneben wächst sogar ein wunderschöner Digitalis Purpurea.
Sind Sie vielleicht Botanikerin, weil Sie sich so gut auskennen?
Nein. Ich bin eine Ameise.
Tauche über FM4ORF.at in den virtuellen Wald der Bundesforste ein.
Und gewinne eine Woche in einer Almhütte in den Kitzbüheler Alpen für bis zu 5 Personen. Zur Verfügung gestellt von den österreichischen Bundesforsten zum 100-jährigen Jubiläum. In der Zukunft verwurzelt.
Well, I'm just a modern guy. The clothes I've had it in
You ready?
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's the sound that I miss.
Lieblingslieder.
To close this up, if this last minutes were a movie and it shuts down now and the what's it called? The figures, the credits are coming down. What would be the end of this hour with you talking about some of your favorite songs?
We would do like a Coen Brothers ending and just cut to black with no explanation.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Myself, I might not take it anymore. Take a woman like your kind to find the man in me. But oh, what a wonderful feeling just to know that you are. That's my heart a-reeling from my toes up to my ears. The man in me will hide sometimes to keep from being seen, but that's just because he doesn't want to turn into some machine. Take a woman like you to get through.
Level heist, he knows what I like. Munch it up all night. Ooh.
tight. He wanna try it twice. He want me in his life, but no one ever cuff him when I'm the one that fucked him. You must got me fucked up. If you thought I bust a lip, don't come around here with a sex shit. Don't you know that your tongue's so a sick bitch? Eat your heart out, buddy bag and a big bitch. Buddy bag and a big bitch. Big talker, little dick, motherfucker. When I sit, you sit and listen. I'm all about my business. Buddy bag and a big bitch. Buddy bag and a big bitch.
Ist es im Operationssaal überall steril? Wie unterstütze ich Patientinnen in schwierigen Situationen? Mobilisation von Hochbetagten. Wie mache ich das?
Auf alle Fragen in der Gesundheits- und Krankenpflege. Die Antwort gibt das Studium Gesundheits- und Krankenpflege an der FH Campus Wien. Jetzt bewerben. FH Campus Wien.
Wir feiern Party hoch die Hände. Kellys ist die Chips-Legende. Wir knistern durch das Wochenende.
70 Jahre Kellys, 70 Jahre Knistern ohne Ende. Kellys, das Original aus Österreich, ist 70. Jetzt mitfeiern und 300 Mal SkyX Kombi für ein Jahr gewinnen. Mehr auf kellys.at.
Kellys ist die Chips-Legende.
Noch nie war unternehmerischer Erfolg so im Trend. Trend, das Magazin für Business Leader. Mehr Infos auf trend.at.
Papa, wann sind wir endlich da?
Meine Smartwatch sagt, es ist nicht mehr weit. Und außerdem, das Wandern ist des Müllers Lust.
Wer ist der Herr Müller?
Ein Freund von Papa. Ich kenne ihn auch nicht.
Schön, dass es dich gibt. Grave MyMed Complete, die neue Gesundheitsversicherung. Jetzt für kurze Zeit mit Garmin Smartwatch. Bedingungen auf gravi.at.
Ah, Schatz, google mal Zylinderkopfdichtung auf Italienisch.
Guarnizione della Testata.
Einfacher geht's mit dem Arbe. Wir helfen bei Pannen im In- und Ausland und holen Sie notfalls auch heim. Mit dem Arbe-Sicherheitspass, dem europaweiten Urlaubsrundumschutz mit Rückholung für Auto und Familie.
Arbe 123, der Pannennotruf.
FM4.
Es ist 17 Uhr, das sind die Schlagzeilen. Iran und Israel überziehen einander mit schweren Angriffen. Und Frankreichs Präsident Macron besucht Grönland. Hier ist Astrid Naughty mit den FM4 News.
Thanks, Michi. The Israeli military has carried out further strikes on Tehran, targeting oil depots and buildings linked to Iran's military and nuclear program. Iranian officials say at least 128 people have been killed in the strikes. The emergency services in Israel say at least 10 people have been killed by Iranian missile attacks, though most missiles have been intercepted by air defense systems. The BBC's Anna Foster reports from the city of Bat Yam, where an apartment block was hit.
People at this school, which is now a shelter for people whose homes were destroyed in the missile strike nearby last night, they're on the way into the shelter because the Home Front Command has put out one of its alerts of another potential wave of missiles coming from Iran. Now, what happens in that case is people's phones, they sound with an alert, and what the Home Front then tells you to do is be close to a shelter. So we're safe at the moment because we're right by the shelter door. The Iranian authorities, it's worth saying, say that at least 30 children and women have been killed in the last 3 days.
A three-day meeting of G7 leaders is getting underway in the Canadian Rocky Mountains, with U.S. trade tariffs and the conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine on the agenda. U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to join the summit later today. On his way to the meeting, the French President Emmanuel Macron has made a stop in Greenland in what's being seen as a display of European unity in light of Trump's comments about annexing the semi-autonomous Danish territory. Macron spoke to the press on arrival in Nuuk.
I'm very happy to be here to understand all the problematics, but as well to convey a message of friendship and solidarity from France and the European Union to help this territory to face a different challenges, economic development, education, It has also consequences of climate change.
And organizers in the U.S. say more than 5 million people have taken part in largely peaceful anti-Trump demonstrations across the country under the motto, No Kings. NPR's Kimberly Izar reports on a rally in the Catskills region of New York State.
Ho, ho, hey, hey, how many laws did you break today?
An estimated 600 people joined the No Kings protest in Monticello, part of national protests against President Trump. Retired veteran Liz Russell was one of the protesters holding signs pushing back on Trump's policies to mass deport thousands of immigrants, propose retaliatory tariffs, and cut critical health care programs.
Trump is a traitor. I served 20 years in the Air Force. When I retired, my oath did not expire.
Alan Frischman showed up because he says Trump's policies would devastate small rural communities like the Catskills.
If enough people show up, maybe something will happen. I pray.
For NPR News, I'm Kimberly Izar in Monticello, New York.
To the weather, tomorrow's forecast is changeable and cooler with a chance of isolated rain and storms easing up by the end of the day. Highs between 17 and 25 degrees, warmest in the west.
Die folgende Sendung wird präsentiert vom Trendmöbelhaus Mömax. Sieht doch gleich besser aus.
FM4 Sommer am Ponyhof. Fiverr und Fact laden ein zum Plaudern und Grillen.
DJ Fact, ich bin panisch. Ich möchte dir sagen, wie es ist. Heute haben wir uns wieder was eingebrockt. Wir haben einen Koch eingeladen. Also, warum machen wir es? Ja, aber warum machen wir das denn noch, ne? Er hat uns sogar Anweisungen gegeben, was man kochen könnte, und wir haben es befolgt.
Ja, seit gestern mariniert das Schweinefleisch, der Schweinebauch. Wir haben ganz viele Gewürze hier, die wir sonst nicht haben bei Sommer im Ponyhof.
Genau. Und
Ding Jen kommt.
Ja, du wolltest es sagen, dann sage ich Lukas Oskar, auf den freue ich mich auch sehr, bin ein Riesenfan. Geh zu den Plattentellern, ich bewache sämtliche marinierten Dinge, bis unsere Gäste kommen.
Gib ja keinen Sichuan-Pfeffer wo rein.
Und schau mal, es gibt noch Pak Choi, also auch was für mich dabei, ist doch herrlich. Gut. Ich glaube, es heißt Pak Choi und nicht Pak Choi, aber...
Draymond, we ain't the same cloth, they soft like rayon. Talk down on the boy, that's a hate crime. If I don't feel seen, I see my way out. No time for Ray Charles, the M's like 8 Mile. No name for the king, had to make one. In the kitchen to the neck, tank top ain't run. The chef like Raekwon, make the cake rise. Every cook up bustin', like my last name rhymes. Had the bag, baby fat, now my last name rhymes. Kimura, Shimura, ooh that rings nice. Ain't shit real until you say something. Touch me and catch good hands like State Farm. If I give you my word, that's bomb, not crayon. That's on guard. And all my angels.
I smoke, I drank. I'm supposed to quit, but I can't. I'ma take it too far. 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 I tried, I lied. I'm the highest dog in the sky. I'ma take it too far. I'ma take it too far.
Take it way too far.
I'ma take it too far.
I'm already fine, but we can get funner. Every bottle upside down all summer. PlayStation numbers, I vacate with stunners. Drinks with umbrellas like a strain on my fingers. Rice daddy, got it out the mud like a rice paddy. Everything cold, my paddock, my addy. Your neck, your back, get ate like 10 day. Cold with the words, speaking Icelandic. Iceberg slim, walk the Titanic. Money too sweet, baby, I'm diabetic. Baby can't get up, not at all. She's stuck to the floor on her knees like a band-aid. Ew, I put the egg in tantric. Big bag, like it's pregnant. Bear back in the bag, till the beat babbling. Money talk, speaking my love language.
I drank, I'm supposed to quit, but I can't.
Hell no.
I'ma take it too far,
I'ma take it too far.
I'ma take it too far,
I'ma take it too far.
I tried, I lied, I'm the highest dog in the sky.
Woo. I'ma take it too far,
I'ma take it too far.
Take it way too far,
I'ma take it too far.
Capricorn, what's good? Get up, get yourself together. Aquarius, what's good? Get up, get yourself together. I said Pisces, what's good? Get up, get yourself together.
Am Ponyhof.
Es ist soweit, die Gäste sind da, Fiverr.
Ja, ich freue mich und sag gleich zu dir Servus, Lukas. Hallo, Lukas Oskar.
Hallo.
Vor- und Nachname. Bitte schön, setzen Sie sich doch zu meiner Linken. Sie haue ich meinen Kopf gleich am Glas an, das ist nicht sehr professionell.
Herzlich willkommen, Jing Chen. Wir freuen uns so extrem, dass ihr hier seid und wir sind nervös.
Ja, sind wir wirklich. Ich meine, ich weiß nicht, wie es dir geht. Gehst du überhaupt noch zu anderen Essen, Jin, oder...
Ich bin eigentlich nicht nervös gewesen, aber ihr macht mich nervös, wenn ihr nervös seid.
Ja, aber nicht wegen der Sendung. Sendung können wir, ne? Und übrigens, Lukas, auch, wir sind auch nervös wegen dir, aber ich meine...
Ich bin grundlegend nervös.
Ja, sehr schön. Dann haben wir das schon mal geklärt für die Hörer und Hörerinnen da draußen. Aber warum wir es wirklich sind, für alle, die vielleicht jetzt gerade erst dabei sind. Du bist Koch, ein sehr guter Koch, behauptet man. Ich habe noch nie bei dir gegessen, muss man auch
dazu sagen. Ich bin kein guter Koch.
Nein, das sagen immer. Du bist ein sehr schlechter Koch.
Mach dich zu einem noch besseren Koch.
Nein. Genau. Aber wir haben heute was vorbereitet, was du dir gewünscht hast. Nämlich haben wir Schweinebauch eingelegt und Pak Choi auch.
Ja, das habe ich gerade gesehen beim Vorbeilaufen. Schaut sehr gut aus.
Wirklich?
Ja.
Hast du auch schon was probiert davon?
Es ist noch roh.
Nein, also die Marinade. Also so viel weiß ich auch, stimmt. Ich meine, jetzt mal ganz ehrlich, so weiß ich auch. Nee, aber sah es gut aus, oder?
Es sieht vielversprechend aus, auf jeden Fall.
Was wird damit jetzt noch passieren? Wir werden das grillen, oder?
Genau. Soweit ich verstanden habe, wenn wir das jetzt grillen.
Es war dein Rezept, das musst du verstehen.
Es war meine Idee,
ach so,
aber nicht mein Rezept.
Du hast es noch nie ausprobiert selber?
Doch, aber nicht auf so einem Gasgrill, sondern es ist normalerweise im Ofen macht man das. Aber das ist ja ähnlich, also man kann das auch mit dem machen.
Okay, wir sind sehr gespannt. Lukas, bist du auch schon? Isst du Fleisch?
Ich bin unglaublich gespannt auf alles, was kommt. Okay. Yes, ich bin omnivore.
Omnivore, das ist ja sehr, sehr schön. Prima, dann hören wir jetzt Musik und zwar eine wahnsinnig tolle FM4-Session, die du für uns gespielt hast, Lukas. Und die ist so gut geworden. Wir sind alle Fans, richtig unangenehm.
What?
Und da hören wir jetzt ein wunderschönes Lied.
Nice.
So ein gutes Lied. Das ist mein Lieblingslied von mir. Das ist wirklich so gut. Ja, ist wirklich gut. Und es macht so gute Laune auch. Wirklich. Got the car, you can still go spinning.